on the fly.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning, and you to me are soft as summer rain at dawn in love we share. That's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way.
That's the way it's meant to be.
All around
I see the purple shades of evening,
and on the ground
shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms so tenderly.
The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be in love eternally. And that's the way, that's the way it's meant to be.
Sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way,
that's the way it's meant to be.
That's the way. That's the way it's meant to be.
like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep, there's no way out. This time I have really let myself train never going back. Long way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Can you help me remember how to smile? Make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut and dry. Day
there's Soul Asylum to wrap up set number one here on the fly here this morning. CygnusRadio.com. Yeah, Doc Rock back at you one more time for another go-round of, well, we'll throw it at the wall, see if it sticks kind of stuff. Yeah, glad you got me dialed in once again. First set began with one I've just kind of like been hanging around, been meaning to play for a while, and the Unit 4 Plus 2 from their 1965 hit, Concrete and Clay, UK group Unit 4 Plus 2. It was their one and only. They tried a few others, but that was the only one that stuck. Followed that up with one from Blondie. You know, Debbie Harry is just so much fun in the end of that song where she goes, kind of like reaches up high for a note and comes back kind of laughing on the lead vocal of The Tide Is High. And then one for Meg, near and dear DJ, fellow DJ. Meg gave us all a scare. I think it was around September. She got hit with a stroke and I think a heart attack landed her in ICU for a scary lengthy number of days. But yeah, she bounced back and she's back with us. And boy, a lot of us are really, really happy about that. I know Meg had seen English Beat recently up around Boston, so we played Save It For Later, English Beat. Well, onward and upward, let's bring you back to Wilmington, North Carolina. Here's Hank Barbie and the Dust Parade.
Thank you. heart aside from my eyes to see you in sleep. Could it stop the sunrise hearing you weep? You're not seen, you're not heard, but I stand by my word. Came a thousand miles just to catch you while you're smiling. What a day for laughter and walking at night. Me following after your hand holding tight. And the memory stays clear with a song that you will hear. If I can but make the words awake the feeling. Dreaming of dreams. So he's hoping your faith in impossible schemes that are born in the sight of the wind blowing by, while the dimming light brings the end to a night of loving. Thank you.
Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, 1966. That was a B-side of Wouldn't It Be Nice. Boy, a lot of people give God Only Knows, that song, a big pat on the back as being one of the most brilliant things that Brian and the boys came up with. And that appeared on their Pet Sounds album back in 66. Doc Rock with you once again here on CygnusRadio.com, Wednesday mornings. Spinning tunes up until Allison time, along with Frank Rattelli, because it is a Wednesday. He'll be by, both of them, at 10 o'clock. We started off with a Wilmington artist, Hank Barbie and the Dust Parade, and George loaned me his CD, Hank Barbie, and something called Let It Breathe, the album title being Sun Royale. And paired that with Jethro Tull, Reason for Waiting, real pretty one, from the second Jethro Tull album, 1969. And that was the year that Martin Baer joined the band as the guitarist and remained with Tull for a long, long time, many albums. And Martin recently celebrating a birthday. Belated happy one to you, Martin, 77 years old. We also tucked in another one from the same Tull album, Living in the Past. And we followed that up with Rebel Rouser, Duane Eddy. That was Duane's first hit back in 58. And another birthday guy, Jim Horn. He's the sax player who toured quite a bit with Duane. That's not him on that track, however. I think that that credit goes to a gentleman by the name of Dave Burnell. On the actual recording of Rebel Rouser. And yeah, God Only Knows, Jim Horn is on that one, along with a lot of other wonderful people in the Wrecking Crew that would go on to become Phil Spector's Wall of Sound out there in California. Jim Horn, he pretty much throw that guy anything you blow into, and he'll take care of it. French Horn is what Jim plays, and you hear him at the beginning of God Only Knows. Well, we'll get back to it now. Something else that just celebrated an anniversary back in 1959. Us kids who were, we'd had enough of Mickey Mouse. We were just itching for something a little bit more quirky in a cartoon. And we were treated with the debut of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
And now...
Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Wrong hat.
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. knew this, but a song will sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us yet returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Thank you.
classic, if there ever was. Boy, you know, it's got to be in the top 10 as far as rock classics go, don't you think? Derek and the Dominoes, 1970, the year, and Layla. Yeah, featured Eric Clapton predominantly throughout the whole record, and also Duane Allman. I think he was on 11 out of the 14 tracks, including Layla. You hear a lot of Duane in the second portion of Layla. It was Duane Allman's birthday last week. And of course, sadly, we lost Duane at age 24. He had lost control of his motorcycle, and man, that was it for Duane Allman. And as a friend of mine, Bob Kieran, pointed out, boy, can you imagine the body of work that Duane would have created had that event not happened? And Duane, of course, formed the Allman Brothers Band along with Greg. And before that, he worked down at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I read that Duane hung out and camped out in the parking lot right next to the studio until one day cantankerous studio owner Rick Hall said, "Okay, come on in. Let's see what you got." Yeah, turned out to be quite the eye-opening experience, and realizing what a talent he had, yeah, Rick signed him up, and he worked down there for 7 years at Muscle Shoals. So back in 1959, Rocky and Bullwinkle made their debut, played a little clip from those characters, followed that up with Rocky Mountain Way, Joe Walsh, Happy Birthday Joe, 76, and followed that up with Jesse Colin Young, another birthday gentleman, his big hit from 67, the Flower Power Anthem, Get Together, 82 years young, and we're glad that Jesse is still with us. Well, I got to pack up my stuff and scoot. Yeah, Rick Allison and Wednesday sidekick and good buddy Frank Rotelli, about ready to get on in here with bagels and stories and all kinds of that stuff. And a worthy show. One of many I'd like to mention right here on CygnusRadio.com. I don't have the list in front of me. You go to CygnusRadio.com. They got the whole dang list there for you. And if you miss a show, they got a tab up at the top. It's called On Demand. Guess what that's all about? That's where you find my archives. That's where you find Rick's archives. That's where you find Wazoo's archives. And dang near everybody's archives. So you can listen to us whenever you want. And by gosh, it's a darn good alternative to what they're putting out on terrestrial radio these days. So yeah, do that. Okay, Doc Rock saying goodbye. Have a good one. Come on back next Wednesday. We'll see what the heck I come up with then. Okay? And to get me out the door. Yeah, one more from Duane Allman, Brother Greg, the Allman Brothers Band. And, you know, when you're feeling blue, it might be a good idea to just leave those blues at home. Have a good one and take care.
Trapped inside four walls, feel like I can't call to no one. Way out on the outside, living alone is easy, but too long just don't seem real. Quite the thing to do, no. Think I'll drink up a little more wine to ease my worried mind and walk down on the street and leave. The landlord is on my line. I can't get no peace of mind, but I know there's something better. I can't stay and I can't.
save you. Oh, when you tore down. Well, if you ride, you pay the fare. But Satan on your back and he don't care where you come from or where you're going. And before I get myself mowed down, I jump up and kick the door down and walk down on the street and leave my blues at home.
Is a Doc Rock production, somehow allowed here on SignalsRadio.com.